South Costco store
to around the world.
You probably love it. But you know what? Sometimes you will stumble across another house and you'll think, that's even better than the one we're in now. Or perhaps you are just looking for a change. Because you know what? How many times in this world do we get to go around? How many times? Shirley MacLaine will tell you 7, 8. But if you can remember past lives, well, then you're a step ahead of most of us. We get to go around once. So if you want to experience, if you want to live in a different part of the city, if you want to, there are so many things that we need to know. And that's why it's so helpful that we have Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty with us. And she is able to talk real estate things, and she's able to answer your questions no matter what they might be. 519-643-1290. Give us a call if you're thinking about selling, unsure whether it's a good idea. Is this a good time? If you found a place and you're wondering, well, how do I even go about this? I haven't done it in 25 years. That's why you call, and that's why you ask, and that's why Joan Ball is here. Joan, great to see you.
No, great to be here. Absolutely.
Things are well?
Things are very well, and the fall market is really starting to kick into gear, and I'm seeing some rather great offers on things and some real activity.
Boy, a set of neighbors of ours just bought in North London, and they said that they thought they had a place, and then all of a sudden somebody else came in, and it kind of became a little bit of a bidding competition. And then they saw another place, and it was great. And next thing you know, well, somebody else was interested in that same sort of thing. And they said the market seems very, very good.
Yeah, the market is very good in London right now. However, I've always said, and I still believe, that our affordability here is stellar. You know, it's just incredible compared to a Toronto or a bedroom community from Toronto. Single family homes are certainly very affordable here with our interest rates as well, below 3, believe it or not.
Still.
Again. Yeah,
they dip
still
down and we think, ah, yeah, that'll be the last time.
That's right.
But it's not. So what an opportunity to get into a mortgage at
absolutely
the moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, if you have a question, please give us a call, 519-643-1290. You can email mike@cjbk.com. We're going to be talking about a property that's located at 604 Windermere Road. That's just, Windermere just sounds so nice.
It does, doesn't
it? It's just, if you're going to write down the street name that you have, there are a lot. They do a great job naming streets these days. We have Peach Park Boulevard, and we have, you know, Cherry Blossom Lane, and all. But Windermere is just that classic sound.
It absolutely.
Just, and maybe it's because we're in London, and we know that it's a nice area, but Windermere just has that classic sound.
Absolutely. And this house has some phenomenal presentation and presence. Wonderful finishings, good quality throughout. A fair bit of space as well. Well located, with easy access to shopping or the university or the hospitals, you know, anybody who's thinking of being in the North End and wanting that easy access, this house has it all.
And if you read some of the features, it also says central vac, which, oh, that's so nice, intercom, wow, alarm system, whoa, and hot tub.
Well, it goes on and on, because there's an extensive list of updates that have been done to this house, and it really does, it's in pristine condition and shows extremely well at $479.9.
And if somebody was hearing about this thinking, I've always wanted to live on Windermere, and hey, why don't we look into this? What should they do?
Oh, just give me a shout at the office, 672-9880.
Okay. You can also go to joanball.com, and we can kind of set up an appointment to go
sure
see it.
Absolutely.
And the outside of it is all stone and brick, and mm-hmm. it just has a nice, nice look. That's at 604 Windermere Road. If you happen to be driving around, you can take a look at that. 519-643-1290. We're talking with Joan Ball. Again, visit joanball.com, or you can email mike@cjbk.com. That's mike@cjbk.com. And we have a note that's come in from Beth, and Beth says, there are a number of properties in the area that we have been considering that are up for sale, but we're having trouble getting answers to things like permits, when things were updated, where the lot line is, etc. I know that we might ask more questions than the average bears, but is there a way of getting this information?
And that's not asking more than the average bears. those are some pretty basic questions. If there's been an addition put on or some extensive renovations, you would want to know if there's any permits. You can get that through the city's website. That your agent should be able to get that information easily for you. As far as updates to certain features, your furnace will have a model serial number, as will your central air unit. You should be able to have that read, and any home inspector who really is worth his salt or her salt should be able to source out the year, the make, you know, all of that stuff for the furnace, central air. Lot lines, you don't need a survey to close on a property. However, you may want to ask for a survey if they have it in their possession. You can also contact the city to see what's on file with them to see where the lot lines are, because sometimes it's not as clear as you would like it. And certainly if you're changing fence lines and that kind of thing. So there are ways to get the information. It's just knowing the sources and having your agent work diligently to source out that information.
If you were going to go into the purchase of a home and you didn't have those things, mm-hmm. how much trouble could you run into?
Well, you know, if there's been an addition, I really want to know that the permits were taken out and that they were closed. So there have been properties in the city where permits were not taken out. So you would want that information. You know, then it's a matter of really making sure, from my perspective, that the clients clearly understand what they're walking into. And also, is insurance going to cover you? You know, you really want to make sure that your T's are crossed and your I's dotted. So a number of different areas, you really want to know what you're getting into and make sure. And the insurance companies are really being a little bit more stringent on the information and its accuracy. And from that, if there's any problems, especially if there's an addition and the no permits taken out, you may be out of luck if something happens to that addition.
Wow. And mm-hmm. that's something that you wouldn't even think of.
No.
That's why you deal with the experts. We are talking with Joan Ball. Find her online at joanball.com. That's joanball.com. Or you can reach her in the office at Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty at 519-672-9880. We have another email that's come in from Terry we'll get to in just a moment. But if you happen to have a question about the market, about your home, how saleable is your home? Maybe we can help you understand right now. Maybe the market is jumping for 3-bedroom, 2 bathrooms with an unfinished basement. You never know. And maybe that's what you're in. 519-643-1290. This is News Talk 1290, CJBK. Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Triland Realty on a beautiful Friday. Beautiful looking weekend. Mm-hmm. And even though it's Thanksgiving, are there open houses?
Of course there are. Are you kidding? I have sold properties on every single holiday of the year.
You haven't
at
done
some
a Christmas.
Point.
Then, have
I
you?
Have. I
really?
Have. I did a New Year's Eve. I did a New Year's Day, although that was a hard one. yes, I've done sales on deals and showings and all sorts of things on every single holiday of the year.
Wow. Well, then this should be no different. If you find the place that you have in mind, if it's the place of your dreams, maybe this is the weekend that you're able to actually say, yeah, let's do it. Walk through it. Take a look at it. Joan has already mentioned 604 Windermere Road. It is a beautiful property. We did mention words hot and tub and central and vacuum and built-in oven and all brick exterior. It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Drive by 604 Windermere Road and then get ready because have the phone ready. Joan's number, 519-672-9880. You can also visit joanball.com. Question from Terry. Terry says, we've just been listening to you talking about perhaps selling our house, and we are thinking of putting our property on the market. We are near the university. Considering we might be ideal for someone who has a student at Western, would we be well advised to wait until the new year or even next summer to put the property on the market?
Okay. So you need to understand things as far as certain geography, certain locations within the city. If you have a target market that is going to be interested in your property at a specific time of year, and you need to understand that with the university and the college, that they, that especially the university, because they have residents, and first-year students will usually go into a residence. And then what happens is if the student does well and is interested, mom and dad, who may live outside of town, say, you know, it might be better and less expensive for me to purchase something, have Johnny or Joan or Jay or whatever, you know, recruit a couple of their friends that are also in university to stay in this property, and therefore I can cover my child's living expenses while at university. And it's a great investment. It happens all the time. So if that's really specifically what you think your property, and really your realtor should be advising you about that, is going to have highest and best use, then that's the new year and into February, March is when they start looking. So because they're out of res the beginning of May. So you got to know they are out looking January, February, because they put in an offer in usually late February, March, because it has to have a closing day of, say, 30 to 60 days.
Right.
So that lines up. So just, you know, that's where this time of year, it depends. If you're looking at, as the question reads, having a family with a university student living in that area, so the family would reside there, those properties are residential, then, and they would be a single family home that anyone might be interested in, and especially if their kids are going to eventually go to Western, I would put it up anytime. So if you're looking at just focusing on housing students, then certainly look at into the new year.
And if you wait till the summer, you're probably
no,
too late,
the
right?
Summer, yeah. You have to remember with the students, they need to know where they're going to go by May 1st.
Yeah.
They have to have moved. However, you do have some professional students who are coming into the city in July. They find out about their placement. They know they've been accepted, that kind of thing. So we do have a flurry the end of July into August with quick closings because they have to be in there for September for when school starts. So, but that is much, the numbers there are much lower than in the new year and the February, March, April stats.
Great. Well, Terry, hopefully that helps out. Good luck if you happen to put your house up and, hey, you might find a whole new career that you didn't know existed. There are a lot of people in London that do have a lot of rental properties and they do quite well.
Absolutely.
Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Triland Realty. Visit her website at joanball.com, or you can call 519-672-9880. If you happen to have a question for Joan, Our phone lines are open right now, 519-643-1290, and you can also email mike@cjbk.com, and that is what Jackie has done. Jackie says, I was just listening to you guys talk about additions and updates. There are a few things that really do need to be updated on our property, such as the roof, the electrical, she has in parentheses, it's presently 60 amp, plumbing, there's a bit of galvanized plumbing in the house, and a few other what I would call big ticket items. Would we be better off doing the work ourselves or working it into a price for the property? She does add at the end, we are a bit strapped right now as my husband is presently not working.
Right. Okay. So a lot of stuff going on here. And whereas it might be a good idea, for example, with things like roofs, to get a quote from a qualified roofer, maybe even more than one, that gives the prospective buyers as they're going through an idea of how much it would cost for a roof. That's certainly, I see that all the time. I recommend that, you know, certainly if people are strapped. When it comes down to electrical, that's a little different. 60 amp service is usually not something that could be grandfathered into a new owner. The insurance companies would want that individual to upgrade it to 100 amp service. So that would be something that would probably be insisted on. They didn't say anything about knob and tube or anything like that, but that wiring as well, you know, insurance companies are going to probably want you to upgrade that. Plumbing, when it gets down to galvanized, it's an older property. The insurance companies will accept a certain percentage of galvanized, so we really want to get a clearer picture on that. So really, at the end of the day, you sit down and look at all the specifics. What you can do is work in a rebate on closing. Canada Mortgage and Housing will restrict you to no more than 2.5% of the purchase price for a rebate back. But that could help a potential purchaser pay for some of those capital expenses, you know, so that if the insurance company says you need to update the electrical, we'll give you 2 months to do it, you know, you should be doing that. The roof may be a choice perspective, or you can work out a payment program or something like that. But there's a number of areas and a number of ways that you can look at just making it a little bit more palatable for a potential purchaser, but not costing you a lot at this point, because it sounds like you may need all your equity out of the house. So, you know, I've also had clients who say, you know, I'm really handy and my brother-in-law, he's a roofer. So go ahead and do it, you know, then you're not, that at least is addressed, you know. So if it's too many things, sometimes purchasers will just find the next house.
Let's say you have your house on the market and someone is coming through and saying, you know, the roof does need to be replaced, or we notice that the plumbing is old, or we know the electrical is old, and you are handy. Mm-hmm. Could you say to them, well, I'll do it? Do you have to tell them I would be doing it if you're handy? Or do you have to kind of create, okay, here's the plan?
Well, it depends on who I'm working for in that scenario. If I'm working for the buyer, I'm going to say, gee, a guy who's leaving the house, doing the work on the house, won't necessarily do it to the perfection that I would want as a buyer.
Great point.
So I would rather have you do it as my buyer, you know, when you get into the house, so you know it's done right. But if you're so inclined, why are you not doing it before you're listing the house on the market? So why are you waiting until somebody's, you know, at the last moment saying, gee, I'd love to buy your house, but, you know, this is all going on. So if you're so inclined, do it up front. You know, the least amount that has to be addressed, the better. You're going to get a higher price for the property as well. But if you're handy, do as much as you can before you put it on the market.
Great points. Yeah. And great advice. If you are someone who is thinking about selling, if you're someone who is already looking at buying, give us a call. Perhaps we could help you out right now. 519-643-1290. Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can visit her website at joanball.com, or you can give her a call in the office, 519-672-9880. That's 519-672-9880. But she is right here right now, 643-1290. This is Ask the Experts, and you're listening to News Talk 1290, CJBK. You might be home right now, and, well, you know what? Home, as they say, is where you lay your head. Maybe you have to make a move. Maybe you have to downsize. Maybe you just want to make a move. You see a property that you like. Well, don't hesitate. Look into it. See whether it might work out. See what you could get for your home. Give Joan Ball from Royal LePage Triland Realty a call at 519-672-9880, or you can visit Joan's website, joanball.com. Big plans for the Thanksgiving weekend at all?
I do. I have some. This is my weekend to sort of clear out some of the clutter in my place and get organized, and we're going to do some family get-togethers. I've got some clients I've got to attend to.
Because they may want to...
Finish a sale on we're doing an offer on something. So I know that we're putting that together later today and did an offer this morning. So, you know, we've got some activity on both ends. And
good.
Yeah.
Good.
Looking forward to the nice sunshine and the weather.
Yeah, we are going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have another email to get to, and this one comes from Anne. This one could be a touchy subject, but it's one that we all probably should know the rules and regulations about. Anne says, we recently found out that the next door property was busted as a grow-op. We have our house for sale. Do we have to tell people about it?
Mm-hmm. Good point. And yes, Anne, you should know that, first of all, I would ask, when was it busted? If it was busted 5 years ago, you know, and it's next door, and obviously it was busted, so it was taken, you know, everybody took into consideration what needed to be. And, you know, it's sort of like lightning. Is it going to be busted again at some point? Probably not, because it was.
They've left.
So the ratio, yes, they've left, and that property is highlighted in the police department's eyes, I guess. This is a good thing for people to recognize. It's your structure that really primarily you need to be aware of for disclosures. But there are certain instances when adjoining properties or properties in your neighborhood, it's important to disclose. If there's a known individual who has come up against the law in relation to activities around children, you would really want to disclose that, especially in a family neighborhood.
Could someone who purchased your house raise that at a later date?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there was a case in the city where a family was sold a property next door to a convicted pedophile, and the previous owner was sued successfully. And, so that is something to be aware of. I'm sure everybody remembers the case down in Oshawa where there was a murder in a property, you know, so, and that wasn't disclosed. And new buyers went in and found that out, and they certainly sued the previous owner. So whenever in doubt, then disclose. You know, just that's the best adage.
Honesty.
So as far as anything to do with the property, a latent defect is something that you're aware of that may impact on the future purchaser's peace and enjoyment. So if that's a question, just say, just wanting you to know that next door, they did bust it as a grow up. The best of my knowledge, they've cleaned everything up. I'm not sure if you want any more information. Let the buyer go and find out what they need to find out. But you've done your due diligence in disclosing.
Okay. What if you were, say, to purchase a house and then find out at a later date it was a grow-op? Is it too late for you because you've purchased?
No. I mean, if that's something that's within the public knowledge, the police department does post properties that have been busted, for lack of a better word, then you certainly have recourse to go back, because that's something that should have been disclosed to you.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Well, like you say, honesty, and you hope you get honesty the other side.
That's
again,
right.
It's one of the reasons why you work with a professional, because they know those ins and outs. You can give Joan a call, 519-672-9880. You can find Joan's website at joanball.com. And one more time for 604 Windermere Road.
604 Windermere Road is a fabulous executive one-floor, double-car garage, completely finished basement, outstanding quality inside and out. Give me a shout if you want to see it.
Hot tub, alarm system, intercom, central vac, lots of toys.
Lots of updates.
Joan Ball, 519-672-9880 or joanball.com. Joan, happy Thanksgiving.
You
enjoy
as
the
well,
weekend.
And to everybody out there.
This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Can I get another triple espresso, please?
Are you sure you want another triple?
Yeah. I saved big at Fountain Tires 4-for-3, so let's make it a quadruple.
Okay, that's like 4 shots, you know.
I can count.
Get more of what you want right now at Fountain Tire, like a set of 4 selected Goodyear tires for the price of 3.
Is that your phone buzzing?
No, it's just my heart. Well, maybe some other internal organs, sure.
You should get that checked out, man.
Hurry in. Fountain Tire's 4-for-3 sale ends October 18th.
I did say decaf, didn't I?